the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio, and I'm joined this morning as with a
co-host, Sarah DeBruin. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tony. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, thanks for being here with us. We're very glad to have you here. I've been away for a couple of weeks, and now it's Randy's turn to take a day off. He's doing some golfing, I guess, this morning.
Well, it's a perfect day for that.
Yes, it is. We have a great show for you this morning. Fox Communities Credit Union is our guest, and in the studio we have Heather Wesley and Chris Allen with us. Good morning, Heather. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here this morning.
We're happy to be here.
We also want to acknowledge and thank you for all the support that Fox Communities offers SCORE and BizTalk as a sponsor of the program. So it's your opportunity to shine this morning.
Great.
Tell us a little bit about your background, Heather, and what is Fox Communities doing? And then we'll ask Chris to describe a little bit about the business loan area.
Okay. Well, I've been at Fox Communities now celebrating this year 17 years.
Oh, my God.
I have been there a long time.
You haven't changed a bit.
I started when I was like 10. But yeah, things are good over at Fox. We're doing a lot of really cool events and a lot of neat stuff happening over at Fox. We're busy over here in the marketing department, and I'm not sure if you want me to start talking already about some of the exciting stuff we got going on with the guy we're bringing here next
Absolutely.
Month.
And we're celebrating Small Business Week, too.
We are celebrating.
Yeah, go for
it. We got lots
Absolutely.
To talk about. One of the I can start out talking about Clark Howard. Everybody loves Clark Howard. Mm-hmm. He's come to Appleton, I believe, 6 times, mm-hmm. and Fox Communities always sponsored him coming here, and we're sponsoring him along with WHBY coming back again on Thursday, May 19th. Doors open at 6:00. He's going to be over at Kimberly High School in the auditorium. But a really cool thing that we're going to do this year that's a little bit different than we've ever done before is we're going to do a Clark Howard business visit contest.
Cool.
Yeah. So you, as a business owner, have a chance to have Clark Howard come to your business and meet and greet with your staff for probably about 15, 20 minutes. Not going to be a huge amount of time, but enough to ask him a couple questions, get a big group picture taken,
yes.
some autographed books, and then get VIP tickets for that night's event. Mm-hmm. So a lot of really cool stuff.
Is that event open to all?
All businesses.
All businesses, not just members
not just
of Fox,
exactly.
Fox Communities. Great.
Yeah, so any business owners are definitely welcome to you know, get a chance to have Clark come visit you at your business. You just have to go to our website, go to foxu.org/Clark, and you'll find more details there and have a chance to win Clark to come visit you and your staff at your business.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Really exciting that he's willing to do that, and he's excited about it as well, and see how some of our Fox
Valley. He's a huge consumer and small business and SCORE fan.
Yes,
so
he is.
So he's really into it. And if you've ever listened to Clark Howard on the phone, you walk away with something you didn't know before you tuned him in.
Absolutely.
He's that kind of guy. He relates pretty well to people.
Right, and I would just think going to hear him talk would be an educational experience worthwhile.
Right. Yeah, he always does such a draw, and there's still a lot of tickets available if you haven't already gotten your tickets to go see Clark Howard that night at Kimberly. Tickets are only $11.50 each. So
$11.50.
So it's very inexpensive.
That's like the station numbers here, $11.50.
It is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The correlation there.
That's
pretty
cool. Coincidence, huh?
Chris, tell us a little bit about the business loan area and how is Fox involved in business lending?
Yeah, well, thanks again for having us. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate all that SCORE does for the business community out there. And we're very proud to help support you and your 40 years.
40 years, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That's excellent. But Fox has been doing business lending for a lot longer than a lot of people realize. Since the late 90s, we now have quite a robust business services department. So just a little step back, I'm the vice president of business services, so I manage the entirety of our commercial and business offerings from deposits all the way up through loans. And we've recently been making some changes to help enhance that for our business members, and we're really, really excited about a lot of the stuff that we have coming up. We've expanded our staff. We've expanded our services. We're working on adding a bunch of new and fun things that'll help out our businesses manage their day-to-day business. Our lenders are extraordinarily experienced. Each one, I think we average over 20 years experience for each lender that we have on staff.
How many lenders do you have now?
Right now we have four lenders on staff. Okay. That's going to be expanding here probably within the next 30 to 60 to 90 days, depending on how life takes it.
But, yeah. And you serve a big area, too. It's not just the Appleton market.
Yeah, it's pretty much all of northeast Wisconsin, all the counties from Fond du Lac up through Door County and then all the way to the lake. We got 17 branch locations. And, we're a lot larger than people think.
How large are you?
We have 17 branches, and we're about $1.1, $1.2 billion in assets, hopefully, you know, growing as we do, because as we grow, we just are able to offer our members.
And as far as business borrowers are concerned, how large can you go on a business loan? I mean, everybody's got a limit, but what's your limit on doing business lending?
You know, that's an interesting question. There's a lot of ways to answer that.
I know.
Because we're well over $1 billion, there aren't many projects in the valley that we couldn't handle. I'll put it that way. And we're talking, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And then we have a wonderful network of credit unions throughout the state. That's one of the beauties of credit unions. We're very collaborative in general. Mm-hmm. You know, we work together very well. And when we have a project that's maybe too large for one credit union, a lot of other credit unions come in and help support it. So there really aren't too many projects that are too large. We do still focus quite a bit on the smaller business. So we can do the large, you know, $10-15 million projects. It's something we can do, but we really, being a credit union and being member focused and member centric, which our borrowers are our members and the small businesses are our members, we really focus on helping them with their need, whether it's a small loan for a skid steer or a large loan for an apartment complex. You name it, we're all the way in between.
Yeah, Chris, normally when a small business lender or business borrower wants to borrow money, they think of a bank versus a credit union. How do you advertise your services or make it known that Fox Communities is a business lender?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing it for a long time. So in the business community, Heather's been doing it for, you know, since third grade, and and she's been wonderful, and we got a couple other folks that have been real active in the business. So they get out there and really promote us quite well. And then with our expanded services and our lenders now, we get out and do a lot of one-on-one, and we do a lot of these type of programs and support a lot of things that help support business. That's how we get the word out. And then the message, you know, what really makes us different is what we call the credit union difference. And it really gets back to something I just mentioned. Our members are our owners. And the way I explain it is, you know, the United States is wonderful. What we do, the way that we're set up, every organization is set up to benefit their ownership. And that's the beauty of what we do. I help people every day that want to better themselves through their organizations.
It really makes a difference to them, too.
It really makes a difference. Well, the thing about the credit union is the members are our owners. So we are acting on behalf of our owners in any given time to do what we want. So what I tell people is I won't do anything that's going to hurt the membership as a whole. So I'm not going to make any loans that are kind of crazy. I'm not going to do things, you know, that are unsafe, but we're going to do a lot of things that we can to help our owners fulfill their dreams. That's the credit union difference.
And I think it's a little bit more personal than going to a large bank.
Relationship versus transactional.
It's relationship versus transactional. Yeah. It's, you know, when you get in trouble, what does your financial institution do? And again, if you're an owner, I'm going to do what I can. And again, not without hurting the overall credit union. So we got to do prudent things. But
we're going to have to take our first break right now, but we'll come back on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation with Chris Allen and Heather Wesley of Fox Communities Credit Union. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now, coming to one of 17 Fox locations, or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
And welcome back to BizTalk. Thanks for that little tune, Vicki. That's always kind of nice to hear. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY, and we're in the studio with Fox Communities Credit Union. We have Heather Wesley and Chris Allen with us, and we're going to be talking about Small Business Week and the things that Fox Communities does in the community, for the community in terms of consumer and business lending. First, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 53 mentors or volunteers who are experts in their fields of things like accounting, legal, HR, cash flow, marketing, intellectual property, process, workflow. If you're starting a business or you're in business and you'd like to get some free confidential mentoring assistance, please contact us at SCORE. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org. And this is a really fun year for our SCORE chapter because we're 40 years old this year, and we're going to be celebrating our 40th anniversary on May 3rd, this coming Tuesday. We'll tell you that a little bit more about that in a minute. We do service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. So if you're listening to the program, you're thinking of going into business, or you're in business and you have some questions about how to grow that business or maybe fix a problem, take advantage of an opportunity that lies in front of you, contact us at SCORE at foxcities.score.org. Also like to give out the phone number if you have a question for Chris or for Heather. You can reach us at 866-887-1150. That's outside our call area. Inside Appleton, 281-1150. Give us a call and ask us a question. We'd like to talk a little bit now about Fox Communities, events that are coming up. We've got some things coming up. Heather, you want to address a little bit on that? Talk
yeah.
about that?
Our next event that's coming up is actually a combined event that we're partnering with SCORE. We're very excited about that. We figured since you guys are celebrating your 40th anniversary, Fox Community would love to be part of that.
Yep.
So, and it's kind of a kickoff of Small Business Week. So this Tuesday, May 3rd, we're having an event at Liberty Hall. Starts at 5 o'clock, networking reception, SCORE is passing out some awards. We have little fun door prizes for people.
Yeah.
Lots of door prizes.
Yeah,
I actually got some new ones in that I haven't even told you about yet. So, yeah, we got a whole boatload of fun stuff
we'll
going on.
We'll be excited to hear about that.
I know. So, yeah, we actually, Fox Communities does a little business appreciation event annually for our business members just to thank them for being part of the Fox family. That Appleton one, like I said, is going to be combined with you guys. But we're also doing one in Green Bay at Leatherhead Brewing on Thursday, May 12th. And since Lakeshore is new to our area of service, we don't have a lot of business members in that area yet, but we would like to get to know those people and meet them and let them know who Fox is. So we're doing a little event out there, too, at the Courthouse Pub on Tuesday, May 10th. So these are all events that business owners, you don't have to be a Fox business member to attend. You just need to go to our website and register. But these are really great events for you guys to get to know who Fox is and see what we can do to help grow your business.
Right. And there's another one coming up on May 19th. It's the Heart of the Valley and Fox West Chambers are getting together, and they're putting on an event to help entrepreneurs and business owners. Come and ask questions, right?
Yes.
Chris is on the panel.
Is on the panel.
I'm on the panel. Amanda Betts, Amy Peach, and Kevin Eisman from Epiphany Law.
Good group to me.
So if entrepreneurs or business owners have any questions about business, that'd be a fun place to come to. Thursday, May 19th at the Grand Meridian, 7:30 in the morning. We'll be done by 9:30.
Yep.
That's a busy day. I think that's free, isn't it?
$10. $10. You have to register on the Chamber website, either through the Heart of the Valley or the Fox West Chamber. But yeah, that morning it starts that May 19th starts that panel discussion, and then that night is Clark Howard. So you can make a whole day of events.
I know. Don't get a lot of sleep the night before, because
right?
You won't get any sleep
that night.
It'll
be a long day.
Heather, I know you have some events coming up for members or community persons with their families. Can you talk about some of those?
Yep, absolutely. We do a lot of events in the community. I'm sure you guys have seen Fox Community's name on a few events in the area. Just
everywhere.
A couple.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. We want to be everywhere. A really cool thing that we're going to do for the entire community is a movie night over at the Timber Rattler Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the Minions movie. What kid doesn't love the Minions?
I know. Parents, too.
So the date is Wednesday, June 1st at the stadium. We're actually kicking off a summer reading challenge program before that. So parents can bring their kids and encourage them to read all through the summer, so that it kicks off the night. And then the gates open for the movie at 6 o'clock, and the show starts at 7. We're actually going to have Minions there for
awesome.
Kids to get their picture taken with, so that'll be really exciting. The tickets are only $2, too. And then you can bring a canned item, and food will go to a nonprofit. So it'll be a great night, great community event.
What is the reward for a child in the reading program? I mean, I have 6 children. I know they need a reward and an incentive to do that.
There will be prizes. There's going to be goodie bags the day of the event for kids to come and listen to about the event, but there will be prizes at the end. At this point, I'm not sure what the prizes actually are, but guaranteed they'll be great.
They certainly will, knowing Fox Communities.
Well, certainly a lot of activity going on just in the next couple of weeks, and that continues throughout the year. SCORE is active, Fox Communities is active, and we really invite all of our listening audience to watch our websites and pay attention to what's going on and come and participate. There's always fun for everyone.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough for helping us on May 3rd. It's sponsor
that was a great
our
thing.
40th anniversary.
We'll
SCORE.
Be excited. Yeah, it'll be a great night. If you guys ever want to know what's going on in the community and some of the great things that Fox Community is sponsoring, we do have a community calendar right on our foxcu.org webpage. And there you can see a lot of the events that are happening and things that we're tied to, things either including like Miley Music, and then out in the Lakeshore, we do a lot with Balloon Glow and Kite Fest. And
oh, those are great.
Those are
great
really neat festivals. Events, oh, yeah. If you haven't gone
fun
out there.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to take a next break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll go into our longer segment, have a conversation with Heather and Chris. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Now, welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Heather Wesley and Chris Allen of Fox Communities Credit Union. We'd like to share a little bit more information with you about our SCORE chapter before we get back to our guests. First of all, we'd like to reiterate what we've already mentioned in the show, as we have an exciting 40th anniversary coming up this Tuesday, May 3rd. SCORE chapter in Appleton, Fox City's SCORE, is celebrating 40 years of helping entrepreneurs, and we have been helping them from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We're going to have our celebration at the Liberty Hall on May 3rd, starting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be fun, a lot of door prizes. It's free, so come on out. There'll be full belly hors d'oeuvres. I've never learned that term until I got involved in this project, but yeah. We'll have hors d'oeuvres, and we'll have some beer, and we'll have a lot of fun. So come on out and join us. It's going to be Tuesday, May 3rd, beginning at 5 o'clock at Liberty Hall. We also, SCORE chapter is working with CAP Services, and we are co-sponsoring an event, How to Find and Engage Today's Workers, if you're looking for employees. It's going to be held at the CAP Services office in Wautoma, Wisconsin, a little bit of a hike from Appleton. It starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 7 o'clock, and registration is free. There's no cost to attend it, but you should go to foxcities.score.org to register, so at least we have a head count. Again, that's going to be a topic is how to find and engage today's workers. It's going to be in Wautoma, at the CAP Services office at 205 East Main Street in Wautoma. It's free May 18th from 5 until 7. Well, let's talk a little bit about business lending. And SCORE works with business owners, and we help existing businesses as well as we help startups. Chris, give us a little bit of an overview and a summary of what is Fox's business lending philosophy. What are you doing? You mentioned earlier you've got a large portfolio, but how do you do that? What makes you unique?
Our overall lending philosophy basically follows a more member-centric approach, relationship building. Like I was explaining a little bit kind of at the beginning of the show, we really try and do whatever we can to help our business members out. Doesn't mean we can do everything, and I need to emphasize that, because not all loans are good loans. And part of the philosophy, too, is if somebody comes with a project, and again, all of our lenders have a lot of experience. So we've seen a lot of businesses succeed. We've seen a lot of them fail. We can, offer our insights based off
some
of that
real
experience.
Value.
Some real value on that. But sometimes part of that is somebody comes with a project that just doesn't have a strong level of success. And I've got a lot of experience with people who haven't really made it, and I've seen the downside of that. Sometimes explaining that and maybe passing on a loan might be a good thing for the member as well. So the philosophy is really just trying to help them structure and come to the most appropriate conclusion
to succeed.
To succeed.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And a lot of times that means we'll make a loan, we'll structure it in a way that makes sense that we can do because we do have some rules, like all financial institutions we have to follow. We have to be safe. We have to be safe with our money. We're lending out mom and dad's and grandma's and grandpa's savings. That's what banks and credit unions do. We lend those out. So we have to be safe with those. So we have to really make sure that what we're lending into is a good idea.
What do first-time borrowers
need
to bring to you to prepare for applying for a loan or a line of credit for their business?
Yeah. You know, it depends a little bit on the project. There are some projects that are a little bit easier and less complex, and that would require a lot less information. And then other ones are a little bit more outside the box that we haven't seen a lot of. Pretty much standard is personal financial information, last couple to 3 years of personal tax returns and a personal financial statement, which you can get off of a lot of websites, including SBA and Fox's.
And you have forms for that.
And we have forms for that, exactly. And then if it's a new business, we're going to need a pretty robust plan, especially if it's something that, like I said before, we haven't seen before, or it's something that's not very easy to understand. And we were talking before the show, I was talking about mini storage. I mean, that's a pretty easy thing. If somebody wants to start a mini storage business, has some land, you know, that's pretty easy. You know, we know how that works. Somebody rents it, they, you know, pay you $50, $65, whatever, and boom, there you go. So, that one would be easier. They would just need to take a look at the project and the costs associated with it. And then we had another one, where somebody was looking for $750,000 to purchase a, what essentially was a manufacturer's rep business. Now that one, is essentially you're out there, you're reselling stuff. There's not a lot of assets behind that. It's all what you're buying is essentially a cash flow stream.
Mm-hmm.
That is much harder to lend into. So we would need to understand, okay, what are your competencies in this area? Are you doing it currently? Are you just looking to make a career switch? And
how do you hold on to your customers?
And how do you hold on to your customers? Because a lot of times those are relationships that go away with people. There's a lot of those types of questions that go into it. And then once we get a feel for the business and really what we're looking for is the ability basically them to prove or demonstrate the ability to repay the loan. That is a number one.
How do you do that if, for instance, you're in the service business like you were just talking about versus a manufacturer or a retailer that has real collateral? What type of collateral would a service business need to bring to you or you would ask for to secure a loan?
Well, that helps. I mean, the collateral for the service businesses, and I apologize, I'm just going to finish my thought on the cash flow real quick and repaying the loan because that is so important. We're not going to make a loan to somebody who comes with a lot of collateral but shows no ability to repay it because that is not a formula for success.
Right.
That
is
just not something that's going to end up working. But a lot of times we do have people who come and should demonstrate the cash flow like a service business, but there isn't the collateral there. And I'll take a step back and just explain collateral real quick because, you know, a lot of people know about it, think about it, hear about it, but they don't, it just doesn't come up a whole lot. So, as I was saying before, financial institutions at our, you know, credit unions are lending out our depositors savings.
Right.
That's the function of credit unions and banks in our economy.
You basically have a fiduciary responsibility to secure those deposits.
Exactly.
So if you lend it out, you got to get it back.
Exactly. And that is the main point of collateral is that we have a means if in the unfortunate situation where something wasn't to work out, we have a means to try and regain that principal so we don't lose our depositors' money. And that's the function of banks. And because of that, and because of the banks and credit unions, and then because of that and the way that we operate there, we're able to offer interest rates that are much, much lower than, say, some of the – there's some players out there that offer equity interest rates or some of the quick money stuff.
Yeah.
You're talking 8, 9, 10, 15%.
You are going to pay for that.
Or higher. Yeah. You're going to pay for it.
You're up in the 20s sometimes.
Because it's a risk-reward thing.
Right.
Sure.
It's
in the fundamental economic sense. So we look to secure the loans with collateral. Now, a lot of times we're going to get requests – from service companies, companies that don't have a lot of assets behind what they do, to, say, buy the manufacturer's rep that I was talking about. There is no collateral there. There was no collateral there. So what we look to do after that is look for support from primarily the SBA, the U.S. Mm-hmm. Small Business Administration. Sure. They offer guarantees for loans if you're willing to make them to that. Now, I will say those are harder loans to make because even with the SBA, there's still a collateral shortfall. It's sometimes hard to understand. So it's important for entrepreneurs to know that, especially if you're starting off and you're starting to look for a loan like for a business like this, that sometimes you're going to have to talk to a few people, a few different right. financial institutions, because my Fox may not be as enthusiastic about the type of business that you're in, but somebody else might
well,
be.
Well, a credit union or a bank making business loans is like any other business. You have your areas of expertise.
Yep.
So if somebody comes in and says, I'd like you to lend me some money for my business, and it's one you're not familiar with,
yeah.
you don't have any expertise in it, you don't understand it as a lender,
yeah.
it's going to be a risky loan to make because you don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But the lenders you have on staff are seasoned, they're experienced, they've been around a while. So if someone comes into a landscaping business or a machine shop or a realty business, yep. you guys have seen many of those before.
Yep. Yeah, and we're going to offer, you know, one of the beauties of, because I've worked in both banks and credit unions, and one of the beauties of the credit unions is that we feel the freedom to talk to people in the way that I'm talking right now. I mean,
right.
not everything is, I want you to succeed.
Right.
That is my goal.
It's all about
and if
the
I
member.
Can help, I am going to
right.
in whatever way I can, but if I can't directly help, I am going to provide assistance. The manufacturer's rep that I was talking about, for various reasons, it's not something we can do, but I spent 45 minutes on the phone with them yesterday
yeah.
Talking through, okay, here's what to expect, here's what to do, here's what to
that
do.
That doesn't happen every day.
Well, no.
Business owners
I like
don't
to think
always
it's a little
get
45
different. Minutes with
I think,
a lender.
Yeah, I like to think it's a little different philosophy, and that's what small businesses should look for, is somebody
right.
who will you know,
spend the time, take an interest in
do
their
that.
Business.
And I'm not saying it's exclusive to us, but that's the way we approach business. So to get back to your original question of our philosophy, that's the way we approach business.
Yep. It's a relationship philosophy, not just transaction, notch the handle, put another one on the books.
Yep.
You want them to succeed.
Yep.
And you're not afraid to ask the hard questions either, because someone's got to ask the hard questions.
No.
And cash flow is yes. the number one way to pay the loan back. Mm-hmm. Collateral is the number two way.
Yeah.
What about personal guarantees?
Personal guarantees, I get asked about this quite a bit, especially for people who aren't used to borrowing in the small business world. People set up corporations, LLCs, S-Corps, to help them organize their business and to give them, you know, tax advantages and liability advantages and this and that and the other thing. And one of the things that people sometimes assume is that, it's my business that's borrowing. It's my business. In the small business world, I'm not lending to your business. I am lending to you. I mean, through your business in a lot of cases.
Well, who's making the business decisions?
Who's the owner? And it's right. like that in a lot. So we do require personal guarantees in a lot of cases, because if for some reason the business isn't able to operate, you know, the small business owner is the one who needs to step up to the plate.
Right, and I think many people have the understanding if they're an LLC, their private assets, their personal assets aren't on the line, but you sign a personal guarantee, and that's actually the exact opposite. You're guaranteeing
right.
repayment of the loan through your personal assets as collateral.
Yeah.
And, you know, collateral isn't always a hard asset. It's other things, and maybe you could talk about that too.
Well, one of the things that we do is we lend, so obviously cash flow is important. Very, very important.
Absolutely.
Collateral is important,
probably.
But there's ways to help bolster with
right.
SBA. Character is the next one. You know, there's five C's of credit that you might hear here and there about, and character is a big one.
That's huge.
That's huge. Because
character manages cash flow. It manages collateral. It manages the business.
Exactly. But character really gets to the person itself,
right.
to how they manage their personal finances, right. Everything from integrity to the whole shooting match. And that's kind of how the personal guarantee kind of wraps that all up and together. It's partially too, because if you set up a corporation, if you didn't have personal guarantees, and this, I explain this to people a lot too, if you didn't have personal guarantees and didn't provide them, banks would have a hard time lending to
sure.
small businesses, just plain and simple.
Right,
if you have somebody who's not honest, it would be very easy to just get out of that corporation.
If the business owner isn't willing to guarantee their business loans
yep.
back to the credit union, why should the credit union make the loan to the business?
Exactly. Well,
what is the why isn't the lender willing to guarantee, or the guarantor yeah. willing to guarantee the loan?
And I've had conversations like this, and you talk about the hard conversations. It's
yeah.
like, if you don't believe enough in your business to
right.
guarantee,
exactly.
why should I believe in your business?
Exactly.
Enough? And just so people understand too, the U.S. Small Business Administration, there's not much of a choice there.
Right.
If you want an SBA loan, you're providing guarantees.
You have to provide one.
Basically, the SBA loans, the philosophy for the SBA is, hey, if the small business owner pushes all their chips on the table and has everything in there, then has everything on the table, and there's still a gap, and they can't get it done. That's where the U.S. the government steps in.
In fact, in the standard operating procedures for the SBA, they have a rule that says you cannot turn a loan down for a lack of collateral alone.
Yep.
So if there's a shortfall of collateral, a debt coverage ratio, then they can turn it down for
yep.
that.
Yep.
But collateral, they can't turn it down for a lack of collateral.
And they being
they
got to
put
SBA.
It all in.
Yep.
They got to put it all in.
Yep. So it's got to be all in, including if you
yeah.
had some equity in your home and stuff like that. It's really all in. Why should you shift the risk to
mm-hmm.
the financial institution or taxpayer?
Chris, one issue I come up with in my own practice, legal practices, how does a spouse's interest relate to an LLC when there's a personal guarantee signed by the other spouse?
Can we answer that question after this break? We have to take our last break, and we'll come back and address that question. We'll wait for Chris's response. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Well, welcome back to our final segment. We're talking about money this morning. We're talking with Heather Wesley and Chris Allen of Fox Communities Credit Union. And we're talking about Small Business Week and about being a smart business borrower and how Fox Communities Credit Union focuses on relationship business lending, not just transactional lending. And that is so important for the business borrower to be a part of a relationship. Before we continue with our guests, we'd just like to thank our sponsors who bring the show to you each weekend. And we're very pleased to have Heather and Chris in the studio this morning with Fox Communities. They're one of our big sponsors for the program for BizTalk. And they're also helping to sponsor our 40th anniversary on May 3rd. Don't forget that date. Check us out at foxcities.score.org. Register, come down for some full belly hors d'oeuvres and have a great time. Liberty Hall, 5 o'clock, Tuesday, May 3rd. So we want to thank Fox for their aggressive and enthusiastic and often strong support for SCORE and for BizTalk. Thanks, guys. We also want to thank Bank First National for sponsoring our BizTalk program, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, and Sarah DeBruin, who's our co-host this morning, is the attorney with Legal Business Edge. Thank you, Sarah, for your sponsorship of BizTalk.
You're very welcome.
We also want to thank Candale Marketing in Oshkosh, who helps to support our BizTalkWithScore.com website. If you haven't visited that website, please do so. You can listen to any archived programs going back probably 5 years, and you can listen to this one 2 years from now if you'd like to. Thank you, Candale Marketing, Zach, and all your team over there. And finally, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch over at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business or going to start a business and you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, you can get stay tuned and stay informed of what's going on in the environment, business environment throughout East Central Wisconsin. So thanks, Jerry and Larry at the Business News. Before we took our break, Sarah asked the question of Chris about marital property. Do you want to repeat the question, Chris? Sarah?
Sure. I'll just clarify a little bit. I think everybody or our listeners should know we are a marital property state, a community property state, meaning every asset that comes into a marriage is owned 50-50 by each spouse. And I was asking the question, if a husband, for instance, signs a personal guarantee for an LLC, his LLC business, how do you deal with a spouse? Do you ask a spouse to sign a personal guarantee? Or if she does not, what happens in the long run if the business does not succeed?
Yeah, you know, at a minimum, we're going to require the spouse, because we are a marital property state, to sign what's called a spousal consent. Basically, as I explain it to my borrowers, the personal guarantee, there's actually a section for Wisconsin residents that says, yes, this is in the best interest of my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Then I have to...
Those are the key words.
Yes, and then I have to send a spousal consent form out that says, yes, I acknowledge that he or she signed this in the best interest of our marriage. That's at a minimum. So that consents that they know that the personal guarantee is out there. In some cases, depending on how intertwined the spouse is with the business, or if there's any other number of reasons why we may ask the spouse to sign a personal guarantee as well, as part of it, especially if they have any kind of ownership, even if they're passive in it. A lot of times there'll be one spouse who's very active in the business, the other spouse isn't, but they have ownership because of the way they set it up for some reason.
Okay.
So, we'll do that. If, what happens if we don't have that? That's the lender's issue if we don't have that. So if something were to happen to the spouse, passing away, something unfortunate, if we don't have those guarantees, it becomes trickier for us, if anything bad were to happen.
Well, say the spouse does sign a personal guarantee and the business fails, is that spouse who may not even be active or have any ownership technically in the LLC, does that spouse have personal assets or income that is collateral or that can be gone after?
Yeah, I mean, through marital property, again, everybody, it's kind of all together anyways, but yes, I mean, technically, the spouse would have a personal obligation to repay the loan.
And I think that's a you know, a complicated issue you need to talk to your lender about or even an attorney about.
And it's definitely something I encourage all my borrowers to not only do that, but also make sure they understand all the loan documents that we're doing as well. They're all pretty standard. They're all pretty boilerplate. But for the most part, if you haven't borrowed before, you're going to want to read the loan documents top to bottom. It'd probably have to take a couple days because you'll fall asleep two or three times as you're reading them because they're really dry.
But understand them.
But understand them. It's very important to understand them. You won't believe how many times I've heard from a borrower, well, I didn't realize that my lending institution did that to me. You know, put a prepayment
penalty.
But
once you sign the document,
you know,
it's signed.
Ask questions before you sign it. That's the answer.
You could check with an attorney. You come to SCORE and get some opinions from, we have lenders, former lenders at SCORE. We have accountants. We have attorneys at SCORE. We can give you some advice on how to do these things, but SCORE doesn't do the work for you. We just give you some advice. But I think I'd like to just conclude the program because we're going to ask you for your biz tips in a moment. They have to be short, but Fox Communities is a relationship lender that focuses on the value, the growth of the member, and you bring value to the relationship. That's your goal. That's your target, whether you're doing business or consumer lending. So thanks for doing a great job for our community. Biz tips.
Biz tips. Find, from the lending standpoint, from the borrowing standpoint, find a lender that fits you and your personality and that you enjoy working with and that you trust.
And you understand your business.
And who understands your business.
Heather.
My tip is just come out on May 3rd and come have some full belly appetizers and a beer.
And go to the Timber Rattler Stadium for that.
Yeah, for Minion movie night.
We're going to have fun. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in this morning. It was good to have you here. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.